Good morning, everyone. I have two special guests with me this morning, and they're going to be talking about language teaching at Victor Harbour High School, but in particular, Aboriginal languages and the Ngarrindjeri language specifically. And my first guest is Kyla McHughes, and she's going to introduce herself in language. Good morning, Kyla.
Good morning. Nankari Nangi, Nanawi Michi Kailari McHughes, Napi Pil Tengi Platangum Munkabuli Kachiri Narangeri Memini, Napi Nachitul Pultang, Nanawi Nachi Kungri Nori Nunundi. And what I said was, good day everyone, my name is Kyla McHughes. I'm a strong, proud, smart and good looking Narangeri woman. My birthplace is Victor Harbour, my totems are the black swan, pelican and the red-bellied black snake.
Outstanding. Thank you, Kyla. What a great lesson. And I can vouch for the fact that she's very, very clever and also she is very, very beautiful. So there you go. You have my word for it, folks. And my other guest this morning is Mark Nethercott. And we've spoken to Mark before. He's talked about all sorts of things from sport to language. But it's Mark's turn now. He's going to introduce himself in language. He's a language learner.
Anuniti, Nankari Nangi, Nanawi Michi Machi, Mukumboli Up Krinkri Corny, Nanawi Nat Tul Taranyanga, Napi Lewan Pultang. So thank you. Good day. My name is Mark. I'm a smart white man. I was born in Adelaide and I live in Victor Harbour.
Well, there you go. Absolutely outstanding. I hope you were listening carefully because I'm going to be putting a test out on the radio a little bit later, and I'm actually thinking about putting some words up on the website. I need to get permission to do that. But if I put a couple of words up each week, do you know what? All of us will have a little bit of language, and that's such a helpful thing to do. Now, Mark, could you just tell me a little bit about your role, or tell our listeners about your role in the school, the sorts of things you're involved in, how you got to be in this position?
So I've been at the school. I was trying to think the other day. I think I started in about 06, so it must be 13 or 14 years. I've worked in a lot of different roles over the years, started out as a PE teacher, but more recently I've been working in Aboriginal education and more directly with the Ngarrindjeri community. And now I, support Aboriginal students to complete their SACE and pathways into employment and further training. We also oversee the SASTA program, which used to be the old Aboriginal sports program, but now it's a whole range. You know, they've incorporated STEM, you know, science and technology this year, and that's a SACE completion pathway for students. And more recently, the Ngarrindjeri language program. So I've been trying my hardest to learn some, with the support of Uncle Archie and Auntie Phyllis and Kyla, trying to learn Ngarrindjeri. So I've really enjoyed it. It's been interesting.
And sounding very good so far. Sounding very, very confident. I like it a lot. Just to explain the SASTA program, sometimes folks will read in the Times, or you might hear me talking about young people off to some major football events. And I think coming up next week, some of the young people are going down to talk to Andrew McLeod, who's a great role model for them. And so we'll be able to bring you a bit of news about that, or perhaps I'll put a story in the Times, not quite sure. But we'll bring you some information about that. Now, that's a program also for girls and boys, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yep. So all-inclusive, this lot down here. Now, Kyla, a little bit about yourself, your role in the school, how you work with students and the sorts of things that you do each time you're at the school.
Yeah, sure. So I have a few different roles within the school. One role, I've been here for about 2 years. So one role is Aboriginal Secondary Education Transition Officer. And that's been on and off. I'm also an APAS tutor, so I work with the Aboriginal students in whatever they need help with. I've also had a role within the SASTA program, which was amazing as well. I really enjoyed doing that. I've been learning language for about 6 or 7 years now, and I've had previous roles as the Aboriginal Education Officer at Port Elliot and Goolwa, and I also teach language in schools and kindergartens at the moment.
Goodness gracious me. Talk about a workload. Goodness. So from the point of view of when you said you'd been learning language for 5 or 6 years, so you didn't grow up with language in your family?
I grew up with words and phrases. Basically with my pop, his four younger siblings were a part of the stolen generation and they basically lost all of their language by the time. So my pop's 86 at the moment, so just goes to show how not long ago it was really. So all of my language has come from the Meepak group with Auntie Phyllis and Marianne Gale and Uncle Archie and other elders and aunties and uncles that were a part of language. And I only have, learnt my language as an adult.
But what a wonderful opportunity for you.
Amazing.
And so to be able to share that with young people yourself is so important.
That is my passion. Language is definitely my passion. I've found so much of my own identity by learning language. I'm really passionate about it and I think it helps.
And I think we've talked before about the loss of language also equating with the loss of that depth of culture, things that you can really understand when you understand language. And I know for myself, living in the bush, and I am a white woman, obviously, but I know that Aboriginal people that I spoke to, particularly some of the women who had been taken off station or taken out of the bush and gone to work on stations, and they'd been isolated from the rest of their families, and they also said that they struggled with it, but eventually, you know, they came off the stations and back into communities when they were formed out in the way out in the bush. And so language really evolved. And the schools up there are bilingual. So people like me who go in, we need to learn the language to understand what's going on. So it's just so important to culture. And obviously I'm passionate about it as well. Where to from here for both of you in terms of, you'll keep on going, we're halfway through the year, well, we're in August. So for this year, people have just been completing some work in language. So where would they be up to now at this time of the year?
So a big chunk of us, I think there's about 20 that have just finished our Certificate 3 in Learning an Endangered Aboriginal Language. So we have our graduation in 2 weeks' time, I believe, and so then Certificate 4 is teaching an endangered Aboriginal language. Okay. So that will start next holidays.
Okay.
So I'm hoping I'm able to do that. And I would love to do that.
How do you apply for something like that? It's like, how do you apply for Cert 3? Do you go through the school or you go through TAFE?
Through MEPAC. It is a TAFE course.
Okay. Do you know what MEPAC stands for? No, I'm not quite sure myself. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We'll catch up with that later. So Cert 4, you would just continue on your current enrolment and just apply to go into Cert 4.
And so Certificate 3 is learning all the grammar, the suffixes, the meanings. Certificate 4, it doesn't matter what language you have learnt, it's the protocols around teaching that language.
To become a teacher. So really interesting. And Mark, what about for you in terms of, I know you're busily learning language as well as doing all the other things you're involved in, but for you, does that mean you'll try eventually to get certification yourself, or you'll just,
That'll definitely be my next step. I'm trying to learn the language, and with Uncle Archie, both of us, assisting students to learn to learn that. But definitely more formal training would be the next step myself to have more confidence delivering it. But, we get elders come in, so, we've got experts coming in as well. So, that's really great. But, for me personally, that would be my next step.
And so important from a community point of view to have that involvement with the teaching of language to young people who may not have had very much of it at all.
Yeah.
It's been absolute joy speaking to both of you. Now, anything else that you'd like to tell people about what you're doing and the way things go? Not sure?
No, I think, you know, we're just lucky we've got a really good team and a good community here in Victor Harbour. We're really well, as I said, supported by elders. The students learning the language have really enjoyed it. We've got nearly 20 year 9s and 10 students really enjoying coming to class and learning language and speaking language in front of their peers. You know, you think about how often kids get really quite shy when it comes to talking in front of people, but our kids, they just get up and they say it and they have a crack, and yeah, it's really, really good.
Doing welcome to countries in the community, so the kids have been doing a lot of those and doing really well. Yeah, and I think...
And they have got some very good role models, haven't they, I have to say, having been involved in a couple of community events where they've been, and even at a smoking ceremony, and listening to the reason why you would do it, and people where I was were really sort of overcome by it, you know, they just thought it was amazing, so there you go. My lovely guest this morning, Kyla McHugh, thank you so much. If I could say thank you in Ngarrindjeri, I would do that right now, but I can't.
You can say Anu Ninti.
Anu Ninti?
Yep.
I can That's do it. Thank you, Kyla.
Anu Ninti for having me as well.
Kyla, sorry, I called you Kyla. And Mark, Anu Ninti.
Anu Ninti and Nakanya.
Mm-hmm.